Sirach, chapter 27. Many have sinned for profit. He who seeks to multiply wealth will turn his eye away. As a nail will stick fast between the joinings of stones, so sin will thrust itself in between buying and selling. Unless a person holds on diligently to the fear of the Lord, his house will be overthrown quickly. In the shaking of a sieve, the refuse remains, so does the filth of man in his thoughts. The furnace tests the potter's vessels, so the test of a person is in his thoughts. The fruit of a tree discloses its cultivation, so is the utterance of the thought of a person's heart. Praise no man before you hear his thoughts, for this is how people are tested. If you follow righteousness, you will obtain her, and put her on like a long robe of glory. Birds will return to their own kind, so truth will return to those who practice it. The lion lies in wait for prey. So does sin for those who do evil. The discourse of a godly man is always wisdom, but the fool changes like the moon. Limit your time amongst people void of understanding, but persevere amongst the thoughtful. The talk of fools is offensive. Their laughter is wantonly sinful. Their talk with much swearing makes hair stand upright. Their strife makes others plug their ears. The strife of the proud leads to bloodshed. Their abuse of each other is a grievous thing to hear. He who reveals secrets destroys trust, and will not find a close friend. Love a friend, and keep faith with him, but if you reveal his secrets, you shall not follow him, for as a man has destroyed his enemy, so you have destroyed the friendship of your neighbor. As a bird which you have released out of your hand, so you have let your neighbor go, and you will not catch him again. Don't pursue him, for he has gone far away, and has escaped like a gazelle out of the snare. For a wound may be bound up, and after abuse there may be reconciliation, but he who reveals secrets has lost hope. One who winks the eye contrives evil things, no one will remove him from it. When you are present, he will speak sweetly, and will admire your words, but afterward he will twist his speech and set a trap in your words. I have hated many things, but nothing like him. The Lord will hate him. One who casts a stone on high casts it on his own head. A deceitful blow opens wounds. He who digs a pit will fall into it. He who sets a snare will be caught in it. He who does evil things, they will roll back upon him, and he will not know where they came from. Mockery and reproach are from the arrogant. Vengeance lies in wait for them like a lion. Those who rejoice at the fall of the godly will be caught in a snare. Anguish will consume them before they die. Wrath and anger, these also are abominations. A sinner will possess them,